Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. For you, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160, and joining you here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
Of course, you can bring up anything that's up to you. We always bring stuff in to talk to you about, though, to kick things off. We're going to get more updates. We've been doing this sort of weekly, Matt, because you're the host that's really paying the most attention to the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. I see things on social media from time to time. One of the things that was, you know, really surprising to me was the prosecutor shouldering a rifle and
pointing it at the jury
with his finger in
on
the trigger.
On the trigger.
I mean, just like, this is the worst possible gun etiquette. He's breaking all the rules, basically.
He got the chicken wing arms.
Yeah, he's an awful, awful idiot of a human being. And I bet there's a badge in a dresser drawer at his house somewhere. Just a side note. He decided it was going to be a good idea to, you know, stir up the jury's emotions if he showed them what Kyle Rittenhouse did with a gun. And he pointed the AR-15 right at the jury box.
Yeah, that's not at all what Kyle Rittenhouse did with, with his gun. Photos show Kyle Rittenhouse actually holding his gun down and with his finger outside of the trigger guard.
You know, everything about that kid, everything he did that night was incredibly. I don't hear that the kid had a ton of training either, but man, he was. That was textbook. Everything he did that night was pure textbook perfection, just about, as far as I can see. I was criticizing him at first, saying I probably would have double tapped. You're in a crowd and they're coming after you. Make sure the ones you're hitting are definitely hitting the ground. Yeah. You want to try to stop as many of them from coming after you as possible. If you're going to have to shoot one and shoot them twice. And it turns out he did shoot the one guy four times.
Wow.
So that was certainty there. That said, this prosecutor.
And that was in his closing statement, right? Where he was waving the gun around
at
the jury.
Yeah, he thought that would really, you know, cement his position home, and I think it. I hope there's at least one gun owner in that jury box. I mean, what a fruitcake that guy is. Absolute nutcase.
Yeah. So that was the closing part of the closing statements that happened at the end of last week, and then I think the jury pretty much went straight to deliberations on Monday, didn't they?
And they've been out for deliberations three times.
For three days,
and they're officially sent home again tonight. And they did come back yesterday they wanted to revisit some video. They wanted to see some video again. And it's interesting because, I don't know if you've heard or not, but some of that video that was turned over to the defense in discovery from the prosecution was a lot blurrier than the actual other copies that the prosecution was holding on to.
Yeah.
So it's like the prosecution is so hell-bent on winning that they have no problem cheating, and they sent blurry versions of the originals to the defense.
Supposedly what I read was that they transferred it over a text message.
That had its own compressions or something.
Right, yeah. Which means it's going to be recompressed.
Yeah. Is that the Apple, the AirDrop? Is that AirDrop?
I have no idea who goes to
AirDrop
what,
would be pretty accurate, probably, but by sending it just like normal text SMS is going to compress it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mess it up.
And so then they said that, well, we AirDropped it, and the defense is like,
what's that?
I use Androids.
So they could claim they didn't know, right? And maybe they didn't. Or maybe they did know.
But I doubt that's the way the Discovery's generally been turned over at any point in history.
That doesn't sound like a really legitimate way of handing over Discovery.
Yeah, in fact, I think there actually is a particular program that is used on a very official level for exactly that purpose between prosecution and defense. Yeah. That has been for a long time, and they all know about it, and they all know how to use it, but apparently the prosecution didn't see fit to pump through that.
The hard truth is that government never does anything efficient unless it's in their favor and they're not going to, you know, be favorable to the defense.
I don't. When people say the government can't do anything efficiently, I think you're giving them way too long a leash when you say that. And tons of people, not you, Joel, but a lot of people say that. A ton of libertarians say that. The government never could have committed 9/11. I was in the military, and I can't. You know, they couldn't even wash the floors. Right? You know, it doesn't take an entire government to do evil things. Mm. All you need is a few very powerful people in collusion with each other. And this is one of those situations on the microcosm. You just have one prosecutor, this idiot, bumbling moron, evil sidekicks, and they can do whatever they want to this kid.
Well, they play into the ignorance, and they're hoping that maybe the jury is ignorant. And I don't think they are. I think they're pretty well educated about this case, and good luck, prosecutors. Not really.
I'm wondering why the jury's been out 3 days. This is, like, so open and shut.
The reason why is somebody's not going along with the group. Maybe more than one somebody. Now, what does the group want? Is the group looking to convict, or is the group looking to let him go? That, you know, we don't know.
Yeah, and at any rate, it looks like somebody in the group is not going based on the facts of the case.
Hard to say.
There's got to be some emotions going on there.
Yeah. I heard a rumor, I don't know where it came from, but that some of the jurors were concerned about what will happen afterwards.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's already been some arrests, at least one, if not more than one arrest, outside of the courthouse for various different factions that are at odds and looking to fight.
Yeah, some freelance reporter working for MSNBC just got caught chasing a juror home. They were tailing a juror to their house.
I heard that they followed the bus.
Followed the bus.
Yeah. Which I presume was going to a parking lot or something like that.
Hard to say. I don't know about that, but what I do know is you shouldn't be chasing the jurors around during an active case.
No, apparently MSNBC got banned from the courtroom.
That's hilarious. That's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Ban them from all courtrooms, in my opinion, because they're not even news. They don't even really have the right to the press because they're not press. They're liars. They're fictitious story makers.
Well, what press these days isn't opinionated?
I mean, opinions are good, but that'd be accurate and, you know, have a good moral standing for the people. Mm-hmm. And that's what people want to see. No one's watching mainstream media anymore for them to tell them the truth. They just want to know what they have to say, you know. I remember I was watching Tim Pool the other day when he had Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and Luke Wodowski and a few other people, but they're absolutely right. Like, they were saying no one watches mainstream media anymore for the truth. They're just watching for what is the narrative that they're pushing.
What am I supposed to say?
Exactly.
Well, and also, as far as those people that do watch it, it's mostly older people. You know, the audiences of MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, their audiences are literally dying off. They are shrinking. They're not gathering young people, right? Like, young people aren't going to sit down and wait for 11 p.m. to, you know, watch the news for a half an hour or an hour. That's just the odds that somebody under the age of 40 is going to do that. I mean, she seems infinitesimally small.
My mom watches TV, and I go to her house.
She's in her 60s.
She's in her mid-60s, and I say, but my mom's a very youthful mid-60s. Mm-hmm. She doesn't feel like she's in her mid-60s, and I don't see her as in her mid-60s. But I said, Mom, why don't you get away from the TV? I got her a Hulu account. I got her Amazon Prime account. She can watch anything she wants on TV. Netflix she has access to. And she just sits there and watches her TV shows. And I'm like, Mom, you got to get away from these crappy TV shows. And she's like, I like my TV. And, you know, I'm like, did you notice the advertisements that run during your shows, Mom? It's all like Depends, undergarments, and like a million pharmaceutical commercials. Who do you think they're aiming at with those? She's like, you shop. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, TV's going away the dodo in a big way, and
good riddance.
It's horrible, but it's not really much of a change because there's so much big business going on in internet news services too. They've all just swapped over, and now they can deliver their lies faster and more efficiently.
Well, you look at the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and the YouTube had to pull all the other streaming sites that were pushing their own narratives and opinions, but nope, got to shut them down.
Yep.
Let only the mainstream media push their junk media outlet, CBS.
It's okay, but the independent people weren't allowed to stream.
Right.
Their streams pulled. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want, whether you want to comment on the Kyle Rittenhouse situation or what's coming afterwards.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We get some interesting news about people not taking the vaccines. Nearly a third of U.S. healthcare workers still have refused to accept the injection. Plus, updates on what's been happening in Cuba. There's been a bit of an uprising in the last several months there, and the government's status quo is trying to clamp down. We'll tell you about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Might be a good time to get into Bitcoin right now, considering it is down about $10,000 per coin from where it was maybe about a week ago. I think it was scraping around $68,000, $69,000 a week ago, and today it's down to like $58,000.
Sweet. Well, it's a good thing that Manchester, the city of Manchester, paid me because I can invest while it's low.
That's a good thing.
High five.
Absolutely. Get on over to Bitcoin.com, and you can learn about Bitcoin there. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They're going to teach you the basics. Just hit the Get Started button at the top of the page, and if you have time, watch the first video. It'll take you 3 minutes. And there's more videos if you have, you know, the interest, but you should at the very least get down the basic ideas that you'll get in that first video over at Bitcoin.com. You'll learn about what makes cryptocurrency different from the money that we've been used to for generations, the government money, the big banker money. This is very, very different, and you need to know about it because it's not going away. It's likely just going to get more popular. It does tend to go up and down over time, but over years, it seems like it's trending upward. Now, we can't make any predictions for what's going to happen in the future, but personally, I'm pretty optimistic.
Me too. And just to throw it out there, my weekly plug for Monero, When newbies are buying Bitcoin, a lot of times what they think they're buying is Monero. Monero is the privacy coin.
Yeah, Bitcoin's public. That's true.
And there's other privacy coins, too.
And there are other privacy coins, too.
Monero is the king of all the privacy coins.
Kind of the standard bearer of that, yeah.
Let's see here. So the number is 603-283-6160. We were talking about the Rittenhouse trial and sort of some of the things that are going on around it, because right now there's not really much happening in the courtroom. The jury's been deliberating for a few days, and that's unusual, right? Like, if the long, you know, if it goes more than a couple hours, you've got to pretty much, somebody's at loggerheads, right? Like, if the jury doesn't come back right away, there's somebody who's stuck in the mud, and they're not changing their opinion, and the other, you know, the rest of the jury is probably trying to get them to change.
Otherwise, they're just trying to fine-tune the facts, which is, it's very, very rare for them to really study it this hard at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when that's going to come down, when that verdict is going to come down, we don't know. But we do know that on the outside of the courthouse, there are people of differing political viewpoints who are ready to have it out with one another. In fact, in some cases, they already are. Tensions seem to be pretty high outside the courthouse. There have already been arrests that have been made within the last 24 to 48 hours. And there's apparently been calls from people on the left specifically. I've seen like a flyer or whatever going out, or some sort of an online graphic inviting basically leftists to come from, you know, as far away as Ohio to gather at this particular location to do something regardless of what the verdict is. So it sounds like, you know, there's a potential tinderbox situation there, and maybe it won't just be there. Maybe it'll be elsewhere, you know, besides just outside the courthouse, besides just Kenosha, Wisconsin. What do you guys think?
I think let her rip, tater chip. Oh, wait, that's not what I meant to say. I meant to say let's all hope for peace and that kind of stuff. And I do, I nobody wants to see it all burned down, but at some point, it's gonna.
Yeah, so, it's moments like this that is gonna spark it. I mean,
gloves off, knives out. Let's do it. Let's get it over with. Tear the Band-Aid off. Get her done. And, you know, I just don't think normie society is ready to go there yet. Normie society will sit around and wait until the cops roll up and start shoving everybody into concentration camps. That's what history proves.
Yeah, you turn off their American Idol, they'll be out in the streets, I tell you that.
That's right, that's right. And, you know, then they don't have to, I don't know, would the stress of having to sit through Depends Undergarments commercials kind of mitigate the stress of just a thought.
But, Pfizer commercials.
Yeah, the Pfizer commercials. Oh, my God. So, I don't know. The violent crowd, you'll notice, is the unarmed crowd.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, the ones calling for, you know, people to come from across the country and go to Kyle Rittenhouse's house and wait
but
for him to go.
But are they unarmed? I mean, weren't they? Weren't they armed when they were fighting with Kyle Rittenhouse?
Well, there was one schmuck with a Glock 27, and nobody shoots 40 anymore. So, I mean,
okay.
These are not well trained people.
Has there been any reports of piles of bricks being placed anywhere?
No, that's interesting, right? Yeah,
that really was happening across the country. Uh-huh. I saw it random places in Rhode Island.
Well, we had piles of bricks showing up right on time in Keene too, but those are apparently for some other project.
No, this was I guarantee you, if we look up when that happened, it was happening exact same time it happened in Rhode Island, and I don't know who the heck was doing that, but
it's
someone
not
was...
like piles of bricks are easy to drop off. You need a truck and a forklift and.
For real.
You know, big pallet jack. And anyhow, I'd hate to see anything boil down and get ugly, but it's going to happen sometime. So I don't think it's I don't think it's avoidable. And the thing that sucks is I think most of the I hate that this drives me to defend the right. I hate that this always drives me to defend the right, but the leftists are so out of control. They're lunatics. They're stupid. And they think they're intelligent. That's never a good mix.
Yeah, they claim to be anti-fascist, but yet they're promoting, giving billions of dollars to mega corporations like Pfizer.
To force everybody to get a jab. Mm-hmm. They're forcing it on people.
Right.
I mean, how is that not actual fascism? That is
straight up
by definition fascism.
So we don't know how it's all going to pan out as far as the result of the trial, but, you know, I tend to agree with you, Matt. I definitely want to see peaceful separation, but that's not happening yet, right? Like, there's no one besides New Hampshire state representatives, and there's nine of them, who have put forward a resolution to have a constitutional amendment to separate from the United States. But even if, presuming the best of circumstances, presuming the New Hampshire legislature on both the Senate and the House side vote for it, and over 60% of them have to vote for it to get on the ballot, then it gets on the ballot in 2022. We're still talking about November 2022 at the earliest for potential separation from the United States.
Fantastic.
So, you know, that's the fastest anything could happen. And the other 49 states don't have anything like that, you know, on the radar. So I think you're right. I mean, things are going to boil over. Somebody's going to get hurt. I don't relish seeing it, but it seems pretty inevitable, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like Biden came here the other day, right?
Yeah, I heard there was like six people to welcome him.
I want to talk about this after the
like
next break.
Side.
But why was he even here? Oh, I know why. Because we don't actually want the funds, and he had to come here to convince us to tell us about a bridge in the middle of nowhere. Literally, I've never even driven. I've seen the bridge. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, probably, I swear, probably.
They actually call it the "Who Cares About This Bridge" bridge.
Yeah, it's like probably like a dozen people go over a day. I really don't think it's really a well worked bridge. But it was a dangerous bridge. Yet he walked across it. How did that happen?
So the number here is 603-283-6160. Yeah, I saw the video of him and his crew like walking towards the cameras, and there was literally a spattering of applause. They couldn't have had more than six supporters out there.
Yeah. You know, I bet it level logistics and flight time. I bet it cost about $22 million to get that president up here.
We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Congressional Budget Office predicts Democrats' social spending package will cost $1.7 trillion over a decade and add $367 billion to the deficit. House Republicans, including House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, say the bill must be rejected.
Enough is enough. We need to stop this madness, this runaway spending here in Washington. We need to defeat this bill.
The defense in the Ahmaud Arbery trial is resting their case. It caps a dramatic day when the man charged with pulling the trigger that killed Aubrey, Travis McMichael, has testified he shot in self-defense. McMichael, his father, Greg, their neighbor, Roddy Bryan, all have pleaded not guilty in the case. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A cable news network is being banned from the Wisconsin courthouse where the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is being held.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Shorter telling the defense and prosecution he's reviewing a police report that detailed someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailing a bus transporting the jurors. The man was stopped for running a red light and then allegedly told the cops a network producer ordered him to follow the bus. Many in the St. Louis area say they felt an earthquake that rumbled through southeastern Missouri last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 4.0 magnitude quake hit the area around 9 p.m. in Wayne County. That's in the area of the New Madrid Fault. Social media indicated people from Memphis to Springfield to St. Louis and Kansas City felt the quake. No damage or injuries were reported. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. What do you expect to happen after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict? Whichever way it goes, what are your predictions? If you want to weigh in, you can. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
So I've got something that's kind of related to this potential clash, something that may be coming, some sort of violence that may be coming. And it's not, you know, we're not going out on a limb here predicting this, Matt. I mean, we've certainly seen the Antifa and the Proud Boys, for instance, frequently over the last few years coming together and fighting in places like Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere. There's been footage of them doing things like throwing urine on the Antifa side and shooting paintballs on the right-wingers side. I'm sure you've seen some
of
this footage.
From what I've seen, the Proud Boys have been the decided winners in every skirmish they've had. It's actually pretty hilarious to watch.
I had some footage back in the day in Providence where Antifa was like trying to throw punches, like horribly missing, like weak little punches. Oh. And then the Proud Boys, I got 3 clocks in the face of Antifa from the Proud Boys on my video. And it's like, you guys need to like learn how to fight first before you're going to try.
Don't tell them to learn to fight. Just the
keyboard. Yeah, just go. Yeah, keyboard warriors, please.
I'm wondering, do you know who Magnus Panvidia is?
Never heard of him or her or it.
So this person is apparently an activist, maybe leaning towards libertarian. I'm not sure exactly what his politics are. I've heard he sort of came from the left originally, but he's a gun guy, apparently. And he posted on his social media last night that he is out for the near future and is going to explain his reasons why. So I just wanted to share this because I think it ties in with what may be coming after the verdict.
He says, the entire reason I got involved again after taking years away was a feeling that people were finally starting to get it. Conversations were being had about actual issues. The wars, the empire, the police state, the constant spying on everything we do. Issues around the police, lies and cover-ups, no-knock raids, red flag laws, unjust shootings, theft equaling the GDP of nations, lockdowns, and attacks on protesters. Issues around the flagrant theft and waste of our government. How it pollutes, robs, steals, lies, inflates, and corrupts everything it touches. How we are at our limit, and together we might oppose this. To demand better, or seize better, together. I hit the ground to ride this wave, one hopefully crashing somewhere with real change. I didn't come back to do generic Second Amendment activism. You can find that elsewhere. I didn't come back to spout anarchist platitudes. Many are better than I at that. I didn't come back just to say, cops bad. I came back because I believed people were coming together now, desperate for a message that was different than the idiotic culture war that has ruined our lives, or ruled, he says, our lives for 5 years. A path of action and discourse that has done nothing to solve these issues, only make them worse. That people were starting to realize that millions of angry messages, thousands of scathing rebuttal videos, hundreds of clashes in the streets, and dozens of artificial issues have given us nothing. Twitter drama, nothing. Fighting, nothing. Talking and debating, nothing. Since I got involved, I've had many, many setbacks. People burning bridges over minor issues, people afraid to speak up or work together because of what their friends might say, backstabs and betrayal from left and right. But there has been many moments of hope as well. Moments where people just shut the F up about every tiny minutia and fraction, every artificial line they drew themselves, and just focused on the damn issues. Not compromise, not surrender, just took a moment to put it all aside and focus on the threat. This has come to a head, unfortunately. People have found their issue. They've drawn a giant blood-red line, declared this issue, and he's referring to Rittenhouse, to be the issue above all, and swore with conviction to defend it with blood and aggression. And I know he's talking about Rittenhouse because he's posting photos along with this, and on this particular post, he's got photos of people talking about, getting angry at one another over their positions about Kyle Rittenhouse. He says, as we speak, people are organizing. Groups are forming with ill intent, far beyond protesting. Militias are forming to oppose them, and a whole lot of innocent people are likely to be caught in the middle of it all. And then he links to one of these images I was telling you about. Ohio United Against Fascism, location, date, and time to be announced. It writes, or they write, be prepared to join Ohio comrades to stand in solidarity with Kenosha, Wisconsin, following the delivery of a verdict in the case against murderer Kyle Rittenhouse. So you can tell what their position is.
Sure.
Whether the jury returns with a guilty or not guilty verdict, our goal is clear. We must fight fascism at its roots. Blah, blah, blah. So... So they want to be there and do something what sounds like violent, no matter what the verdict is. So he's citing these things, right? Like he's saying, look, he sees this is about to happen, and...
I can't believe I've never heard of this guy before. This is great.
Yeah. Even within the movement I called my home, the one that seemed, despite hiccups and disagreements, to understand these the true threats, meaning the government, there is now division. Among those like myself, determined to stay out of this because it's not our fight. It is people fighting people. Not power. And that is an important point, I think, that he's making. And then he shows an image of, you know, what appears to be the Antifa fighting with the right-wingers and, you know, spraying each other with, like, pepper spray or whatever. The state doesn't get hurt in this fighting.
Right.
And right. I don't advocate violence, right? Like, that, to me, is not the answer. But fighting these two sides, that's only going to make the state more powerful,
mm-hmm.
because then the state will say, oh, well, we'd better crack down. Here, look, people are fighting in the streets. We've got troops. We can come in and, you know, spray gas, you know, gas them all and roll in the tanks, the Bearcats, and get out all of our mm-hmm. toys.
Yep.
And it's just going to
It's funny you mentioned that, because, like, one of these free speech rallies the Proud Boys set up, or it's just really just like free speech people, and just they got the Proud Boys backing, and then the Antifa knew the Proud Boys were going to be there, and then what ended up happening is that because things were escalating, fights were breaking out, all of a sudden there was probably more cops than protesters.
Was this Boston?
This was a Providence.
A Providence.
And what ended up happening is that the free speech people, the original core people that started this, were very upset with the cops. Like, they didn't want them restricting access to the free speech rally. They didn't want...
they didn't ask for this.
Yeah, no, they really didn't want it. They're like, oh, this is a police state. And everyone started protesting the police instead.
Right.
And it's like, it was good shift of direction. You know, obviously the Antifa was still attacking Proud Boys for their opinions, calling them racist, that sort of thing. But generally, there was this common ground that it's the government becoming fascist more and more because y'all are not getting along. That's the truth. It's like, we're gonna disagree. So I like this idea of the Free State Project and the Progressive State Project. If you want to be one of the other, let's just divide. Let's in the physical sense and location, and we can live peacefully.
Everybody be happier.
One will do better. I tell you,
clearly. Yeah, absolutely. One's going to starve to death like they always do.
One of the things I liked that our co-host or previous co-host, hopefully he'll be back someday, but he's prohibited from being here by some stupid bail restrictions. Nobody was doing before the raid happened was he was working to bring these sides together. He was looking to bring supporters of Black Lives Matter together with the Boogaloo Boys and have a conversation and come together on, you know, what they agree on, which is that, you know, the state should be the issue. The state is what's causing the most division between people.
And just to show you a good example, I alluded to this off mic when we were at, actually, I think before we started tonight. You may have heard of John Hurley. John Hurley was a guy.
Somebody who shot a cop.
He prevented a mass shooting. There was about to be a mass shooting, and he stopped it by shooting the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops came and killed him.
Yeah. Heard about this.
Yeah. With all this, you know, this fervor going on over Kyle Rittenhouse, most of which is emotional ejaculation of the highest order, just retardation, we didn't hear that the cop who shot John Hurley has been allowed to walk.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Nothing is going to happen. John Hurley saved the day. No charges.
Well, I mean, that's not surprising, right? Like, that's pretty typical for the police. They don't have any consequences for their actions.
It was his mistake to help that cop.
Yeah, he should have just walked away.
Walk away.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts. There's more of this Magnus guy who's walking away from his activism because of all the division.
And we're learning. That's the way to...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with the don't know what the right word for this is, the goodbye from an activist who has said he's stepping away. He thought people were coming together. They were finally seeing who the real enemy was, which, of course, it's the state primarily. But now he's seeing so much division. We'll get back into what it is that he has to say. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joe.
Don't forget to join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. We got archives, and we got podcast feeds and chat rooms and all kinds of things you can link to from there. If you want to support what we do, then you can do as Dan Krapsik has done. He is a Free Talk Live member of the AMPS program, and he's a gold level, which means that Dan is giving at least $10 a month through our new AMPS Patreon, and you can join that over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, and we only ask $5 a month, so Dan's doing twice that. Definitely appreciate it. Thank you, Dan. So once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Max Abramson. He is a state representative and a free stater here in New Hampshire, one of the multi-term state reps there. What term are you on at this point, Max?
I'm actually on my third term. I'm not a member of the Free State Project, but I supported the project early on.
Oh, I apologize. You've been so associated with the Freedom community up here, I presume that you were. Are you a New Hampshire native?
No, but I moved in before the whole first 1,000 and all that stuff.
So you came to be a career politician?
No.
Three terms.
There's not much of a career in New Hampshire politics.
That's like $1,200, right?
Not even.
No, it's $100 a year, and if you get elected to budget committee or planning board, you'll get like a coupon or something like that, or a meal card for like $40 or $50 a year or something.
Wow.
A turkey at market. Yeah.
Money. So what are you calling about tonight, Max?
I have two bills in. One is drug decrim, and another one is decriminalizing sex work.
Nice.
They'll both be going in front of the House Criminal Justice Committee. Mm-hmm. Drug decrim we put in every year, and they fight it. And they usually try to not just ITL the bill, they'll try to use a parliamentary trick. or they refer for interim study or retain a bill so that none of it doesn't even come to the floor.
Now, what's the proposal on the drug decrim? Are we talking about an across-the-board kind of Oregon-style personal possession is no longer a arrestable offense? What's the proposal with this?
It's the drug decrim is very much like the Portugal offense, Portugal decriminalization, where all the penalties are reduced by 80%, so felonies drop down to a misdemeanor for larger amounts, and then misdemeanors are reduced to just a fine. But I tried to get language in saying that someone could just pay a fine. It would be a pretty hefty fine. So somebody with like a kilo of cocaine or something would be paying like $40,000, but that's a lot better than, you know, 5 years in prison.
Tell me this, Max. I mean, one of the things that's different this year as opposed to previous years when putting in something like this is Oregon now has almost a year under its belt of decriminalization of small amounts of drugs, and I believe they also did what you're saying, and they did reduce some of the penalties for the higher-level possessions as well. And, you know, the streets aren't on fire, you know, across Oregon. There's not some huge problem that has arisen. I was reading an article about it recently. Again, we're not quite to a year. They started in February of this year, but at least this time you've got that you can point to, right? Like at the hearings when they finally put your bill in front of the committee and you go and speak and people can show up, they can say, hey, look, this is working fine over in Oregon. We can do this here, too, and do it legislatively.
Yeah, and that's one of the benefits as public support has continued to grow. I think the polls from about a year ago, 56% wanted to end the war on drugs, and I think 30-some percent wanted to just re-legalize drugs outright.
Hmm.
So the numbers are really, really – the country's moving in a libertarian direction, at least on social issues. And I think that putting bills in like this gets, you know, sex work, decriminalizing drugs, just putting it out there, it brings, you know, sometimes as much as 100 or 200 people out to these hearings. And it gets a lot of – it gets news coverage on independent media and on Citizens Count. And we've been getting more and more feedback, and it's – you know, 70, 80, 90% libertarian on all these issues. People don't want the bailouts and big government. They don't want top-down control. They don't want government interfering in their life. And when they see that legislators are putting in liberty bills, even though some of them might be pretty controversial, probably won't get ought to pass from the Criminal Justice Committee, there may be enough votes on the floor to at least get it out of that. One of these bills, the drug defelonization bill, we might be able to get that out of the House if we have enough support at the hearing.
That'd be fantastic.
One doesn't have a bill number yet, but the sex worker bill, it's for indoor sex work, and it would reduce it to basically a $10 fine, effectively nothing.
Is there outdoor sex work? I mean, normally when you're thinking of like prostitutes,
but nobody wants to see the streetwalkers.
You mean, yeah, you're talking about streetwalkers would still be prohibited, but in call or out call, as they call them.
So we found a strategy on pushing in the liberty direction. We've found pretty consistently if we take existing laws that are too broad, so if you made an adult film in your own home or business, that would be perfectly legal. You're literally paying people to have sex on camera.
That's correct. Yes, I understand it. In New Hampshire, that is legal. In a lot of states, it is not legal. But New Hampshire, I think, and California are the two states where it is, from what I understand. And I'm not a lawyer.
The only difference is, so you could literally have two people. You could, you know, make a video, post it online, and pay someone to have sex on camera. Now, if you take the camera away, it becomes illegal.
Crime. Yeah.
Or even if you videotape it, and then you have no intention of distributing it. So really what makes it illegal is the intent to distribute it and show it off to the whole world. But that makes absolutely no logical sense. If whatever people choose to do in the privacy of their own home with other consenting adults should never be illegal. Nothing should be a criminal act.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, no victim, no crime.
Like, I'm not trying to make any suggestion, like for, you know, going around the law or anything, but let's just say they shot a video and it just didn't make the cut.
Right. Yeah, well, that's absolutely true, Joe. From what I understand, actually, our co-host Nobody was looking into this potential business, was creating what he called keepsake porn. And the idea would be that the video was being made with the intention of distributing it. But if somebody chose after they, you know, they had the intention, and then their intention changed about the video.
But if you make... if you make like 50 movies and you never distribute any of them, then you go make another movie, what they're going to say is, hey, this guy's just paying for sex.
Hey, I'm a perfectionist. I mean,
take 4,863.
The edit wasn't right. The girl wasn't right.
I'd just be like, that ended too soon. This is not long enough.
we're basically being the Steely Dan of porn over here.
But you're talking about, what we're talking about right now is how to get around the current rules. But Max, you're saying, let's change this. You know, the world's not going to burn down if people are allowed to exchange money for sex quietly within their own homes or within the privacy of their own businesses. Now, as I recall, it's been several years since a state rep put this forward. I think a couple free staters did it, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. Has this happened since then? Or have you been involved in this?
No, I was. I spoke in favor of that bill, and they converted it to a study committee, and Jasper and his buddies basically got up and torpedoed the bill before the language was even out, and they mocked and ridiculed it. Hmm. Jasper is not, he was the speaker with the Democrats and rhinos backing him.
And he's gone now, right?
He's gone. Okay. Well, he's head of Department of Agriculture. But the woman who put it in, Edwards, she was actually a Democrat, and I have a Democrat co-sponsor now.
Good.
And there are probably more Democrats who would vote in the State House. It's probably not going to pass in the State Senate. But there are probably more Democrats in the State House than there are Republicans who would be willing to hear out a bill like this.
Good. And that's important stuff, is finding, you know, areas where you can work together with, you know, with the left. You're a Republican, and come together.
Well, I wouldn't say that the Democrats actually represent, you know, social Democrats and progressives and people on the left.
No, and you probably won't get a majority of them either, but at least you can get some to cross, you know, cross the aisle and vote for this, and it shows it as a bipartisan issue. You can bring in the people who are in the sex work trade, who usually are willing to come up from other places and speak. I imagine you're already reaching out to those folks to have them, you know, go to these hearings and talk about this, because the thing you're always going to come up against when it comes to changing the laws on sex work is they always drag out this claim that, oh my God, if we legalize sex, then there's going to be people who are trafficking, as though all of a sudden there's going to be sex slaves because of legalizing sex, when the opposite should be true.
The big one is the outdoors, where people choose to do in the privacy of their own home.
Max, keep us in the loop on these as they develop. Definitely interested in hearing about it, and thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. It's good stuff. There's going to be some really interesting bills coming up. I happen to know Max is also a co-sponsor on a bill to decriminalize psilocybin mushrooms.
That's cool.
Yeah, so there's more coming up here. Hour number two is next. This is Free.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.